In baseball, the Yankees won it in 10 in Kansas City, beat the Royals 6-5. Mets snapped a 9-game losing streak, beating the Astros down in Houston 5-4. And defending champions Chrissy Evert-Lloyd and Jimmy Connors advanced easily into yesterday's fourth round of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships after winning third-round matches easily in straight sets.
Why'd she marry that guy that can't beat nobody? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
That's sissy.
Weather variably cloudy today with a shower early this morning and again a chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Could interrupt play this evening. Won't interrupt play this morning out there at the U.S. Open. Quite warm and humid, though. The high about 90 degrees, which will make it less than comfortable on the courts. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 65, and at the moment, it is 76 degrees. And that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord.
Yes, you are.
You got it.
Trucker. 7 o'clock. WNBC New York, with the most popular summertime songs, and Iverson's back.
My.
Doesn't take much to make me happy.
WNBC, emotion, best of my love. Now, who gets the rest of it? I'm Iverson in the morning. It's 7:03, 3 minutes now. After 7 o'clock, you'll get a chance to win a television and a couple of tickets to see the Bee Gees in just a couple of minutes. So hang on. Cloudy with a shower this morning, something like that. Maybe this afternoon stuff. Warm and humid. Going to be about 90 degrees. It's 76 now in New York.
Every once in a while, a store has a sale so special.
In $75,000. In cash, $75,000.
If you have a WNBC bumper sticker on the back of what you drive, the WNBC Music Mobile can follow you to your destination. You'll have a choice of the W, N, B, or C envelope. And you win what's in the envelope you choose. You can pick up your WNBC bumper sticker at participating locations where Sprite's sold. Or send us a stamped self-addressed envelope to WNBC Bumper Sticker, Box 660, New York City 10019. Get your bumper sticker. Stick it on the rear of what you drive, and you are set. You could be the next winner on wheels from WNBC.
7:06, I miss in the morning. Crazy Bob with a story for boys and girls of all ages. Plus a chance for you to get some BG tickets and a color television. Stand by. WNBC.
While she lay sleeping for me.
WNBC. Kenny Rogers, one of the more bearable country and western acts. Boy, I'll tell you, that's some awful ugly people. Most ugly people sing country and western music. That's right. And they twist their mouth when they sing. I was talking about eating dirt for Christmas and Mama burnt a dress. It's awful. They got 15 people living in one room. And Tammy Wynette is supposed to be the queen of country music. Boy, that woman is ugly. Tell you how ugly she is. She was in a, you might have read about it, she was in a supermarket parking lot. And two guys grabbed her and took her out. And you know, if they'd have snatched Stevie Nicks or somebody like that, you know what would have happened. But you know what they did to Tammy? They beat her up. They beat the woman up and threw her out of the car. That's right. It's 11 after 7. Iverson in the morning. 7:11. Cloudy with a shower this morning and this afternoon. Warm and humid and stuff. High about 90, 73 degrees now. Take a look at sports brought to you this morning by the Army. Well, they should have held off opening a football season until maybe next weekend. Cleveland came in here, was all angry in overtime, whooped up on the Jets 25-22. Looked like the Eagles were going to blow the Giants out, but they didn't. They did beat them 23-17. In baseball, Yankees turned it around in the ninth yesterday against Kansas City. They tied it, and then he went on to win 6-5. Speaking of the Yankees, first of all, the Mets snapped a 9-game losing streak. They beat the Astros in Houston 5-4. Speaking of the Yankees, George Steinbrenner's hair explained. Sports medicine experts disclosed that really isn't hair, enclosing George's pudgy pink head, but an innovative design in batting helmets whose effectiveness was demonstrated as manager Billy Martin beat Mr. Steinbrenner over the head for 2.5 innings with shortstop Bucky Dent. Their disagreement arose over whether hotshot jerk-off Reggie Jackson should be shot with a 30-30 deer rifle or simply deported to Iran. Let's see how many home runs he hits after the Ayatollah chops off his hand, says Steinbrenner, grinning while devouring a lunch truck and 12 pizzas.
Join the army.
WNBC. I miss in the morning, 719, 19 after 7 o'clock. Cloudy with a shower this morning and this afternoon. Warm and humid. High about 90 degrees. It's 73 degrees now in New York. Hello?
Good morning, Ivis. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Just welcome back.
Thank you very much, dear. Do you know what?
What?
Did you intend to be the sixth caller?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how I tried.
You have just won a Sharp 19-inch color television worth $370, plus a pair of 1250 tickets to see the Bee Gees at the Garden September 11th.
Oh, I can't believe this.
It is true.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're back.
You are. Where do you live?
Oh, do you want my name?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to give you this stuff.
Of course, dear.
Plus, Harry and I are going to come over to your house later. Try to talk you out of those BG tickets.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's just grand. I'm so happy.
I'm glad you went. Listen, hang on, and get your name and address stuff, and we'll send it to you, okay?
Thank you kindly.
Thank you, dear. Take a look at soccer's past, present, and future with highlights from some of the greatest moments in history. Watch Pele, the man who brought soccer to America. Join Bill Mazur and John Dockery for a close-up look at the teams in the 1979 Soccer Bowl. Explore the incredible growth and acceptance of soccer in the United States and be part of the exciting future of the world's most popular sport. A sports special, Soccer Mania 79, Friday, September 7th at 11 p.m. on Channel 5.
We must be in heaven!
In just a few minutes, congratulations to Doris Reisenick of Garden City Park, Long Island. That was the lady I talked to. She just won the TV and the tickets to see the Bee Gees. She just won the tickets to see the Bee Gees, and don't do that to me. Make me crazy. And got the televisions and all that stuff, and you're going to get a chance, too, so hang on. You can call us. You know what I'm talking about? You want to do some spots or something? Let's do a record. Why don't we just discuss this whole thing? Ivis is back. You can tell that.
Have you heard?
WNBC. Ivis in the morning. The boy is back. It's 7:25 now.
Get her up and we'll wash your car.
I'm Mr. Morning here with a look at the hurricane, Charles McCord.
It is Labor Day. In sports, Chrissy and Jimmy Connors out there at Forest Hills. Forest Hills, not at Forest Hills anymore, McCord. It's at Flushing Meadows. Get that straight. Flushing Meadows U.S. Open Tennis Championships, numbers 516-420-2280.
Got that, Dr.
Very,
Bob.
Very cloudy today with a shower early this morning. Dr. Chuck here. Again, a chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Quite warm and humid. The high today about 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The low 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant. The high around 80. Looking ahead to Wednesday, a chance of showers, seasonable temperatures. 73 degrees right now in Midtown. That's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord.
732 WNBC with New York's most popular songs.
If you could read my mind, love.
That's right. I'm in the morning. 7:36. 24 now till 8 o'clock. Cloudy with a shower this morning, this afternoon. Warm, humid. Be up around 90, 73 now in New York.
Janet, will you get that?
Coming up on 20 minutes till 8, I'm in the morning in sports. U.S. Open Tennis Championship chief umpire Mike Blanchard was carried babbling from courtside yesterday after he strangled, gagged, bit his tongue, and nearly swallowed his own nose as he tried to call matches between Guillermo Vilas, Vitas Gerulaitis, Martina Navratilova, and Regina Maršíková. Coming up on 19 till 8. Ivis in the morning, WNBC. Dear Ivis in the morning, it begins. How did a Ford Granada compare in tests of smoothness and quietness with a $20,000 Mercedes-Benz? Fine. Now, try to get it brought because you own one. Sincerely yours, Lee Iacocca, Detroit. Cloudy, hot, humid today with a high there 90, 73 now in New York. WNBC. What's going on, Charles?
I'm sorry, Charles.
Got a couple items here I guess you missed. Actually, you didn't miss them.
What was that?
Well, this is reports have now just begun to emerge of mystery, intrigue, and vicious innuendo. During the president's recent Mississippi cruise aboard the Delta Queen, this just in to Imus in Washington, White House officials report in the wee hours before dawn on the third day out, a suspicious-looking object was discovered in the presidential stateroom. Experts determined it to be only the First Lady Rosalynn Carter, looking as though, in the words of Presidential Press Secretary Jody Powell, she'd been rode hard and put away wet. The presence of a disheveled, perspiring Treasury Department agent nearby immediately raised speculation that Mrs. Carter may have been secretly serviced. It's 7:59! My, my, my! WNBC New York, summertime song. Now till 9 o'clock. The Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis came back from Cleveland with Imus, and he'll be on here in just a couple minutes. Plus, you're going to get a chance to win a RCA 19-inch colored television worth $430 and tickets to see the Bee Gees. Hang on.
Come on.
WNBC giving away $75,000 in cash and prizes from the Music Mobile over this entire Labor Day weekend. We'll have 10 times the average number of daily winners, and we'll be offering color televisions, microwave ovens, vacations, and more. Pick up your WNBC bumper stickers where Sprite, the clear favorite, is sold. I'm us in the morning. That's right. My, my, my. 835 WNBC.
If you leave me
Chicago. I'm Imus in the morning, 21 now, till 9 o'clock. 21 till 9. New York weather going to be cloudy. A little shower maybe now and then. Probably rain in some places now. Going to be wet and damp, sticky stuff. Get up around 90. It's 76 now. After weeks of innuendo and gossip about the tennis circuit, unimpeachable sources now confirm that tennis ace Jimmy Connors did, in fact, marry his own sister, having been given the choice by his mother of marrying either her or some other immediate family member. Since Jimmy's mother is a carping, omnipresent boar and the sister a stone fox, Jimmy did the right thing. It can also be revealed now that the infant to which Connor's sister wife recently gave birth is in fact a cocker spaniel in a cute little dress. And it was game, set, match at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships in Flushing Meadows last evening after the umpire, during a match involving transsexual women's pro Renee Richards, called for new balls, causing Renee to holler back, "I don't care if they're fuzzy and say Spalding, serve them to the surgeon, because I'll take two."
Federal restrictions require substantial penalty for early withdrawal at Bun and Run.
There's a Bun and Run near you. Check them out. Imus in the morning, 16 till 9 o'clock. Cloudy, little rain today, high near 90. 76 now in New York. The hook here of WNBC. WNBC. Dr. Hook and a bunch of pretty ugly guys. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you're in trouble. That's right. 13 now until 9 o'clock. Imus in the morning. 13 till 9. Claudia, a little shower here and there and stuff. High near 90. 73 degrees now. Got a color television for somebody. Could be you. Some tickets to see the Bee Gees. And in just a minute, the Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis. Together, I don't care if it rains or freezes and all that other stuff.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I've got my plastic Jesus right on the dashboard of my car.
Say hallelujah. Yeah, say hallelujah. Hi, friends. It's the Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis. Oh, God, we got out of Cleveland. Say hallelujah. They like to drove us crazy. Ain't nobody out there got no money or nothing. Friends, I have an offer that's going to literally blow your mind this morning. Yes, it is true. Billy is here with an offer providing not only salvation for your soul, but a little something for your head. That's right. It's Billy Saul's Holy Smoke. Uh-huh. We're going to get you high on him, friends. We're going to get you high with him. You heard right. High with him. Have you ever said to yourself, Billy, how come
God is so mellow, so together. I mean, how is God able to witness the misery and pain suffered by people all over the world and still maintain his seed, huh? How is God able to actually know of the injustice, the social and economic humiliation endured by millions without actually doing something about it? Friends, he's taken a little something to take the edge off life. Billy Saul's holy smoke. He's high and he's got the munchies. Think about it. Life is pretty tough. It's painful to watch your neighbors on the other side of town suffer the indignities of poverty and hunger. Perhaps your own meaningless existence, your dead end, going to hell in a handbasket life, is beginning to depress you. Friends, do what I do. Do what God does. Order some of Billy Saul's holy smoke. Ha, ha, ha. Life's a joke with Billy Saul's holy smoke. Say hallelujah. They're going to have a big amen from everybody in the choir now.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Reverend Argus. We'll certainly all be sending for that. Charles McCord will be here in just a second. It's cloudy. Got to be cloudy. It probably is cloudy. And it's wet and stuff and humid. And it's going to get up around 90 degrees. It is now 76 degrees in New York. Imus is back with New York's best songs and commercial-free hours. And did you just hear the Rev, Charles?
Certainly did.
Boy, sound good, don't he?
Boy, he does. He hadn't lost a thing 2 years, has he?
Like to broke him out there, though, in Cleveland. Them people don't have any money, and they mean, and don't want to buy nothing, and they don't love Jesus. What's going on in the news?
Well, Don, that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord.
And on the third day of the ninth month, the second year since he had spake to them, he arose to issue forth to them once more. And the word spewed like the adder's venom. Send me to Cleveland. What's the matter with you? You can't do that to God's chosen re-rosen disc jockey and think you're going to get off scot-free. No, sir. I'm looking to cut me somebody. That's it. I'm going to make some sucker bleed. You sit your butt out there in that sump pump of a mistake on the lake and see if you don't come back looking to bruise, contuse, confuse, and abuse somebody. Anybody. You think you got problems here in New York with bank robberies? Don't have any bank robberies in Cleveland. Ain't nobody got any money. If they do, they can't keep it long enough to get to the bank. Hey, hunky, give me that money. Come on, sucker. Give me the money. You know, the only way I survived in Cleveland was to change my name to Imus X. Send me to Cleveland. Have you lost your mind? And then God's chosen, re-rosen disc jockey settled down, tried to get a grip on the situation. For lo and hosanna, lo and hosanna, Renner, if you will. The prophecies had come to pass. As it is written in yon ARB, so shall it be. But, cried the multitude, wait a minute here, not so damn fast. Imus is back for this second shot. Will he succeed or is he but another false prophet? And God's chosen, re-rosen disc jockey turned to them as I turned to you and spake thus. Smart money's on the smart mouth, O ye of little faith. Go with the flow and kiss this. In your heart. It's 9 o'clock, WNBC New York, with the most popular summertime songs. WNBC. Imus in the morning, 9:22. All right. Cloudy and hot and humid with a high near 90, 73 now. WNBC.
My
WNBC. Bring
Peggy Valley, my eye adored you. Hi, my miss. The morning is 9:25. 25 after 9 o'clock. Cloudy with damp and stuff, and it'll be up around 90 at 73 now in New York. All Alexander stores are open today, Labor Day, with amazing holiday values. For example, save 50% on boys and used sneakers. Normally $5 a pair, now two pairs for $5. Just what your schoolboy needs, with fully cushioned insoles and arches, padded collars, suction bottoms, yeah, and sturdy canvas uppers. Size 11.5 to 6. Save 50% on boys and used sneakers. Two pairs for $5 today, Labor Day, at all Alexander stores. The holiday values are amazing.
Holiday, can't you get
rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Now playing at Reed's Baronet Theater. 9:27. I'm in the morning. WNBC. There were 15,000 people in Queens to see Orleans yesterday, and Johnny Dark, handsome and debonair as he was, had 19 Puerto Rican girls that followed him all over saying, "Oh, Daddy." It did. Weather looks like this, clouds and all that stuff, and be damp and humid with a high near 90. It's 73 now. Pick up your WNBC bumper stickers where Sprite's the clear favorite is sold.
Janet, will you get that?
Sorex medicated shampoo. It's tougher. An ordinary dandruff.
Available.
Use only as directed.
Oh, my God. Available at all Duane Reade drug stores.
Get your brand's marked card out. Save on cars and car stereos, too.
I'm Imus in the morning. Crazy Bob with a story for boys and girls of all ages. Upcoming 9:34 WNBC. WNBC. I'm in the morning, 9:37, 23:10. It's ugly outside, yeah. Clouds and stuff. It's damp and humid. It'll be up around 90 at 73 now.
Now it's time once again for a little tale with America's original old-timer, Crazy Bob.
Hi, boys and girls. All right. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in a faraway land, there lived a handsome black chicken who had a large brood of little chickens. They was all plumb, juicy, fuzzy little birds, except for one, the funky chicken. He was the ugliest, scrawniest, ickiest-looking chicken anyone had ever seen. Actually, boys and girls, he was only half a chicken. That's right, he had but one leg, one wing, one eye, and he had a half a head and half a beak, and he hopped around. He mostly made people sick. His mother, the beautiful black chicken, was kind, though, and loving. She adored the funky chicken as she did her others, the funky chicken's brothers and sisters. They, however, made fun of him, laughed at him, and called him awful nasty names, mostly in Spanish, for a variety of reasons that we won't go into now, okay, boys and girls? At any rate, the funky chicken vowed that someday he would be the king's dinner, setting an unrealistic goal for himself, as many of you boys and girls do. The other chickens laughed at the funky chicken, as your friends often do at your pathetic attempts to provide some direction to your aimless, miserable life. This depressed the funky chicken as it hopefully depresses you, boys and girls. However, when he was old enough, he hopped off to the king's castle, where he hung around the king's kitchen, hoping to become his supper. Well, one day, the king's cook spotted the funky chicken and whacked him in the half a head he had with a hammer, stuffed him in the garbage disposal. Be happy with your lot in life, boys and girls. And Harry Harrison, you chump. WNBC. In the morning, 9:42, 18 now till 10 o'clock, cloudy, a little damp and stuff. Be up around 90, 73 now in New York. Attention, New Jersey drivers. I said, attention, New Jersey drivers. You think you're paying too much for auto insurance? To find out, call Community Brokerage weekdays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. for a free price quote over the phone. Call 201-375-9400. Community can insure your auto regardless of your past driving record. And you can insure your car today and take months to pay. For low down payments and immediate coverage, call 201-375-9400. Auto insurance quote over the phone. Shop around. Get your best price for car insurance. Then call Community Brokerage. You might be surprised. Yeah. That's Community Brokerage at 201-375-9400. So if you want your car insurance, they call Jim or Mike at Community and save some money. Offices in Irvington, Elizabeth, Newark, Bloomfield, and Teaneck, New Jersey. Stop by the new branch at 532 Broadway in Long Branch. Call today from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. I don't know if you can call today. Dues might be off, but you can call tomorrow. Get your free price quote. The number again, 201-375-9400. Remember, little, you can insure today and take months to pay.
Mm-hmm. In the tranquil fields of Bad Neuenahr, in Germany's Valley of the Ahr.
Heck, that's me. I miss in the morning, yes. 9:44, 16 till 10 o'clock. Mail pouring in. Just received this letter. Dear Imus in the Morning, do you know why Linda Ronstadt sings all them slow songs? Because she has a governor on her. I'm serious. We're going to win, baby.
Mm-hmm.
W-N-B-C. Ramrod wants to talk to Stevie Nicks. It's 9:48, 12 till 10 o'clock. I'm Imus in the Morning. New York weather? Keep wanting to say Cleveland. 14 months out there, they like to hurt me. Cloudy with, you know it's going to be stuff day. Damp and humid and up around 90. It's 73 now. And Check Sports brought to you by the nice folks at Bun and Run number one. That's right. Well, the Jets lost to Cleveland 25-22 in overtime. Cleveland came in here. The boys was angry.
Mm-hmm.
They had some white people on the Cleveland team that hurt you. That's right. That's how... Oh, they're upset. Angry. Giants looked like they were going to be blown out by the Eagles, but they weren't. 23-17. They lost, however. In baseball, Yankees here in September, good. That's the way to go. Crybaby Billy and some other guys. They beat Kansas City 6-5. Mets snapped a 90-game losing streak, a 9-game losing streak. They beat the Astros in Houston 5-4. See, I told you, didn't I, that Houston, the bubble was going to burst, and they were going to be in your abyss area, and that's where they are. It's 11 now till 10. Here are you. I'm Imus in the Morning.
Hi. Pat Summerall. True Value Hardware Stores. The hardware stores. To save gas, you won't have to drive far for your shopping and gift-giving needs. If you're looking for value, service, and selections, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers nationwide.
This is Ed McMahon with an important announcement from the Ford Motor Company.
Any particular part of the show this morning, first show, you liked, Charles?
Yeah. I liked it when it started at 5. Now at 9:54. I may like it tomorrow.
Here's Prunes and Nerd. WNBC. Dark is next. Thanks to Harry Tucker, Linda Daybell, Charles McCord, and thank you, New York. I'll see you tomorrow.